On Monday, we had here in the studio with us Mengyang Kerr. He's a South Sudanese-American businessman based in Juba and head of 734 Coffee. He's also an adjunct professor at George Mason University focusing on social justice. And he's been here in Washington this past week to attend the U.S. presidential inaugural on Monday. And it was just minutes before the swearing-in of Vice President J.D. Vance and President Donald Trump in the Capitol building when we were talking last. And today he joins us again to share his experience with us. So thanks for being here again, Mengyang.
Thanks for having me.
Since the swearing-in was moved indoors due to the bitter cold, which is still happening today, you weren't able to attend in person, but you did watch the inaugural. Where did you watch it?
So I watched it like just live in my hotel and all that stuff. But I went to
the Capital One Arena.
Capital One Arena and attend all the balls and all that stuff. So it was so exciting to just be there around many people.
Just before the show started, saw your video. It did look very exciting. You were there just mixing it up with everybody. And how did you find the speeches at the arena?
I think it was good. I was in front, actually, like very, very front row. Like, I'm very excited about it, just to sit in the front row. It was cold, but I went in, and my ticket is good, so I'm just happy about that.
What were your impressions while you were here of how it played out, how the Bidens President Biden and his wife, the First Lady, met with the Trumps at the White House for tea the day of the inaugural, and that whole peaceful transfer of power, despite the strong policy differences between those two administrations. What's your take on that?
I think it's very professional. It shows like even political rival can give up differences and, you know, talk to one another and be the respectful they can be. I'm sure they deep down they don't like one another like that, but like at the same time it showed decency, it showed the respects and for the countries and the people that voted for them. And I think this is one of the most amazing things ever.
And you know, when you think about it with President Kiir in your country and Vice President Machar, I mean, they're not exactly good friends. You know, so there's something to be learned from that, right?
Yeah, I think that's something to be used. I mean, they should work working together. I think now the peace they sign is one of the signs that they, you know, they can concede the differences and work together. I think that's very exciting.
Well, so when you go back to Juba, what will you say are your lessons learned, more or less, about the U.S. presidential election and the inaugural event that you just witnessed? And how do you think it could be applied in your country?
No, I think people have to understand debate. Debate is important for the country, and people are excited, different feeling. People will express their interest differently. And, you know, as I'm not in the politics like that, but I'm also excited to see the country moving forward and just be happy that, you know, you can express your idea and be happy as human beings, you know, and just be a citizen, come home, enjoy your life and continues your living, you know.
That's very exciting. Just a coffee guy. You just want peace and tranquility.
That's it. Social justice and a coffee guy. That's what I do.
Well, it's a delight to have you back here. Thanks a lot, Mengyang Kerr, for joining us again.
Thank you for having me.